Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to take your calls in just a second. We have a change in cast members here. We're Oscar Santana. And by the way, a tremendous upgrade on broadcast side of
Mike,
things.
Mike, I really applaud.
I don't want to take away. Wow. I don't want to take away. Hold on, Rob. Calm down. I don't want to take away from Oscar's incredible efforts that he puts behind the scenes with the business. But, you know, on a pure broadcasting level, as far as talent and, you know, and ability to speak the Queen's English. We have Sarah Fraser here from the Hey Fraser podcast, and Sarah is going to be paneling with us today on the show. We welcome you again. It is a delight to have you. I think the conversation, Sarah, when Oscar came to me and said, "Listen," and by the way, Oscar's going to be working behind the scenes today. It's not because he's just blowing the day off. He's working on the
Vegas situation.
Ooh.
So, Mike, I think both are partially true. I think he is blowing the day off, and that's okay. Yeah, and. It's fine. It's fine.
You be Oscar and coming to me and asking if he could if we could bring Sarah Fraser in to a panel with us. This is how the conversation went when Oscar asked me about this.
Hey,
this
Mr.
change.
Mike.
No, he said, stop it. Now, come on. Cut it out. What are you doing?
He said, please. Hey, Mike, I've got a meeting on Wednesday, and I was wondering if it would be okay if Sarah Fraser gets.
Yes. All right, there we go.
Easily replaceable. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. Oscar. You know, well, Mike, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Let's take some phone calls. This is what we do on Wednesday, Sarah. We actually have Wide Open Wednesday. And by the way, let me get your plugs in. It's Hey Fraze, F-R-A-S-E on Instagram, Hey Fraze on Twitter, and HeyFraze.com. You like that Hey Fraze thing.
It's branding.
Own that. That's the branding.
No one else owns that. Yeah, you're right. I got it covered everywhere.
All right, we are doing the phones from Maine for the first time as I'm in the Great White North, and let's go to Silver Spring, Maryland, and say hi to David. Hi, David. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hi, everybody. It's Dave Smoller. How are you this morning?
Hey, Dave.
Hi, David Smoller. You're a very big fan of the show. I know your name. How is life?
I love you, Mike. I have a question for you, but if Fraser is there, I just want you to know, Sarah, my favorite episode of your podcast is with Holly. It was just so wonderful. It was so great to hear. It's so so real, the stories that she told. I had no idea what she was going through.
Oh, are you talking about the Fox 5 podcast, the Holly Morris episode?
Oh, the key card episode. What was it called? I Still Have My Key Card?
I Still Have a Key Card,
that
yes.
That was a great podcast.
That's right, because I contribute at Fox 5 here in D.C. Yes.
Yes, Sarah's a contributor, and she's also, if you didn't know, if you're radio people, former host of The Kane Show, former host of Sarah, Ty, and Mel on Q107, which I still call it Q107 after all these years. And you're still a contributor on Fox 5's Good Day DC.
Yes, correct.
Even though there's constant controversy over there.
Oh, yeah, she stirs it up, Mike.
I mean, my time may be limited, but for now, yes, still there.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for you. Let's, David, is there anything else you wanted, or what
can
we
Mike,
do for
you? I had a quick question. I need some advice from you.
Right.
You know, my little boy, when we were at the Super Bowl party at Jimmy's, I showed you pictures of my boy. He's almost as old as little Michael.
Yes.
And my boy comes home with a new word each week, a new adverb, and he starts every sentence with the same word. And this week, it's the word besides, and everything he says, he starts with the word besides. And the really funny thing was when you started doing the alarm for verbal crutches,
right.
The same week he came down, he started saying actually at the beginning.
Actually, my kid said actually. David, my kid said actually. Actually, Dad. Actually, that's it. Actually. And wasn't there a kid that was a viral video where
he was talking about riding? I think he was on a ride. Actually, I think I'm going to ride this roller coaster.
Actually.
And actually, it's pretty scary. Yeah.
How old is your son, David?
He was November 1st, 2013.
Okay, so
you've given us a word problem.
It's like
how old is he, David?
He's about 4 and a half.
4 and a half, so very close in age. The vocabulary and the communication at this age, and my son will be 5 July 19th, the communicating and facial expressions and expressiveness is just in hyperdrive right now, and it is the greatest moment for child development. You watch these different little things, and we're up here, just the three of us up in Maine right now, so we're having a lot of quality time together, and it's one of the I hate saying this because it's like I don't like doing it. This is one of the greatest times in my life. He is so special right now, and it's just I just can't tell you the communicating. He gets up here and there's no preschool to go to.
Right.
He's got mommy at his beck and call. He's got all his Maine toys. He has a yard to play in, unlike Florida, where we live basically in a cocoonville prison. And he's just happier than a pig in poop. He's going nuts with happiness, and he's a joy to be around. Aww. Right now.
You know, I can relate, Mike, because my boy is 15 and it's just the same.
David, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what time it is?
What time?
For all you investors out there, it's our Mo's stock tip of the day. We're going to have it earlier for you because we had the schedule all messed up today. So we do it. Mo from Woodbridge. Mohammed, we need your stock tip of the day, please.
Snap.
Wait, what?
So, like, is that Snapchat? S-N-A-P?
Yeah, Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you.
Get on it.
That's it. That is special right there. It is Wide Open Wednesday. We're here with Sarah Fraser in for Oscar Santana. We have Joel Rogers from Parker, Colorado. Joel, welcome.
Wow.
Good to have you back on the show. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. It's nice to be back, although I wish I had a hook like Mo. I don't have a word of the day. Do you want a trivia of the day, or do you just want to talk to my kids as I drop them off at school?
I would like to know where you are flying to next, Captain. Where are you flying to?
There is a large race at Indianapolis this weekend.
Yes, the 500, yes?
Yes.
So you're on a plane from Colorado to Indianapolis? That's where you're flying?
I am tomorrow, actually, just as a passenger. I'm not working. This is just a little mini vacation.
How's your health? Then, are you not piloting anymore, or what's going on?
Oh, no, it's I have days off. I got a week and a half
okay,
off.
Okay.
All right.
Where's the next, like, weren't you flying to, like, Amsterdam on one of those big jets or something
The next one is London, Atlanta, and then Amsterdam. Wonderful.
Now, if he's lucky, he will run in. I know, Mike, you're headed out to the race to sing the song that Jim Nabors used to sing.
No, that's not true, Rob. Of all the sporting events in the world, that's the one that Daddy doesn't go to because there might be a former Mrs. O'Mara there. So that's her event with her new husband. They go to the Indy 500, I think, almost every year. That's when they go out there. So,
well, I hope they have a wonderful time.
I do, too.
I'll say hi to him for you.
Thank you so much, Joel. I would appreciate that. Yes.
Oh, my God. That'd be hysterical.
Joel, what are your kids' names?
Isabel and Hannah, and it's their last week of school.
Isabel, Hannah, I hope you had a wonderful school year, and I hope you have an incredible summer. And just don't worry about your dad. Do whatever you want.
Go with your gut.
There you go.
Let's go to Henry from Springfield, Virginia, one of my favorite towns, home of the mixing bowl. Hi there, Henry. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Henry.
Hi,
Rob. Hi. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Henry.
I'm just calling to calling from just another day at the post office. Just want to let you all know I can't wait to listen to you guys again all day today. That's time delivering now.
What do you do at the post office, Hank?
I'm a mailman, Rob.
Oh, he's a mailman. So I thought maybe we're going to get this high energy presentation when I'm dropping off a package.
I do have a question for you, Henry. So my mail guy comes every day and spends about 30 minutes watching the TV in my lobby before. And I just wonder, like, do you guys have breaks during the day? Like, is that his break? Is he trying to kill time? Is he stealing mail? I don't understand. But this happens every day.
Yeah, we get about 30 minutes break on the street and another 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so maybe that's just his break and he's watching TV in our lobby. But he'll sit down.
He's just trying to cool down because it's hot. So.
All right. I'll bring him water. Okay.
Oh, Henry, I would say in my thanks. In my career, probably one of the best calls I've ever gotten. Thank you very much. Let's
Are you
going to
journal
Eric.
About that?
What?
Eric from Winchester, Virginia. Eric, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Great. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Eric.
Hi, Mike. I just found out I might be vacationing in Saco, Maine this summer.
Come ahead.
I'm curious I was curious where that is in relation to you.
Okay. My address is the Saco. I'm trying to think. Saco. Do you happen to know? Well, see, I'm asking you for information you probably can't give me. Saco is
Southern Maine, Mike.
Is it Southern? Yeah, is Saco near like Brunswick and Yarmouth and all that? Falmouth.
20, yes.
20 minutes south of Portland, it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, Sarah's a Mainer. Did you know that, Eric? Did you know that she's from Maine? She's from Rangeley, Maine.
That's cool.
I know. It's beautiful up there, too.
Any suggestions for places to hit while I'm up there, Sarah or Mike?
Mike, where do you like to go? Mike's further down, almost like down east.
I'm down east, which is really kind of, it's confusing for people that don't know because down east is technically up north. I am in northern Maine. I'm 2 hours and 40 minutes northeast of Portland, Maine. So I'm way up here, but I'm on the edge of Acadia National Park. As a matter of fact, technically it surrounds me up here, Acadia National Park.
Gorgeous.
So you have Cadillac Mountain, you have Scudic, you have Thunderhole, you have these wonderful things, you have the Maine coast, what you want to do when you come to Maine is enjoy the chow, the fresh Maine lobster. It's like nowhere else in the world. It's the best lobster you'll ever have in your life. It's never changed. There's no argument about it. That's just a fact. And what I would do is explore. Anywhere you go that's new, I would just hit the road and go through coastal villages and little towns and explore and get out and do it. I would get out of southern Maine, to be honest with you, especially if you're coming up during the summer, because southern Maine, like the Kenny Bunkport, George W. H.W. Bush area, that is bat-ass crazy during the peak summer season. That really is. Well, you get out, you know, you can get up and go wild, get out in the wild areas.
Eric,
that's what I would do.
I'll tell you, make a day, go to the Old Port in Portland, and go, if you're into beer, go to Bissell Brothers Brewery. It is like the best beer that's being brewed in Maine, and it is amazing. They only let you buy so many cans. It is totally worth it.
Sarah, isn't Portland, the city of Portland per capita, supposed to have like the most restaurants per capita?
Yes.
I think something like that. Incredible, like restaurant scene and great place to go. My cousin lives there, so I should know these.
Becky's Diner. I think we went there 4 times in 3 days. It was that place is unreal.
Yeah, it is really good.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Enjoy your time. Please don't visit. Let's go to Preston from Red Lion, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania towns.
Yeah.
We never get tired of the
Red
Lion, Pennsylvania. Hello.
Good morning, TMOS. Happy WOW.
Yeah. Good morning.
Morning.
Boring.
Literally. Yeah. I just got done taking a quick shower just in time for your sign-on. So.
Did you just tell me you took a shower?
Yeah. Okay. I love that.
A quick shower.
Are you a bar soap guy, sir, or do you use body wash? Can you walk us through your process?
See, I didn't want that. I wanted the opposite. I didn't want to go details. I didn't like the whole shower thing. Define a quick shower. What is the amount of time you spend in the shower?
Pretty much about 10, 15 minutes.
Thank you. Good call. We appreciate it. All right, that's good.
Definitely
that's
a body wash guy.
We did that.
I don't consider that quick. That's like fast. That's like
By
long.
The way, up in Maine, the shower I have up here is not the floor. The Florida shower is the greatest thing in the world. The shower up here I had put in the last time I was here, and it's kind of a prefab little deal. But, it's not the same kind of shower I had before I replaced it, where I looked like, my ass was in a drink glass, where it was that small, But I will say today, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed lingering longer.
It had
probably a half an hour. I was probably in there for a half an hour.
Did it have
which is a really long, long time.
Does it have a glass door?
It does.
Did it look like Augustus Gloop going up the tube in Willy Wonka?
You mean the old one?
Yeah, the original one.
Yeah, the old one. You've seen the shower. You've seen these. Go to Home Depot.
Oh, I know.
You'll see what I'm talking
about. They come in a box.
The one it had was out of a box in the corner. I don't know what kind of crack pipe this guy was smoking when he built this house. We have this bathroom that is the size of a football. I'm not exaggerating. It's got stairs that go to this jerry-rigged hot tub that he put inside one of the dormers, and then in the corner of this vast floor of tile
was this 6 square inch shower in the corner that was you know, just hanging on by a thread, and it just wasn't it. And I fixed that last
Attaboy.
Year.
This nice. Sounds like Maine. Yeah, yeah, that sounds like Maine architecture.
It's very,
yeah.
It's kind of Maine architecture. It's kind of jerry-rigged. You yeah, have it there. Yeah. And when they put it in, the guy calls me upstairs. He said, Michael, come up here. And I walk over and I look. He said, put your foot on that tile right there. I put my foot there. He said, see how that's kind of spongy? He said, look, I lifted one up over here. Look at that. The whole floor was completely rotted out. We don't know if it came from a pipe leaking, yeah. whether it was a slow leak from the shower that was there. But I remember believing, this was last year, that every time I jumped in that 2 square inch shower,
yes.
there was every possibility that I could have gone straight, like Augustus Gloop, I could have gone straight down to the first floor.
Oh.
And but it's great, you know. And so it was in there. I lingered longer.
I love that he used the word spongy. That couldn't have instilled confidence.
It's spongy. This is real spongy right now. Yeah. Now the one I got was kind of also a prefab thing, but it was a prefab thing that you had to do a little carpentry around.
Sure.
So now I'm very happy to have that up here, and I realized that was just the most boring story that I've ever told.
No, I love it. And you know what?
Yeah,
you
that
cheated
it represents
death.
Maine. Yeah.
You know what? Let's take a break, and when we come back, I want to liven the show up and have something more stimulating. We'll talk about Sarah Fraser's racial controversy when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
How's your parents?
Good. Good. They're driving to Florida right now.
Oh, Florida. Just make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
No. What's Florida, man?
Florida Man is responsible for a large percentage of abnormal incidents that occur in Florida. Think of him as a alt-right Johnny Appleseed. No one knows his true identity, date of birth, what he looks like. That's why headlines always say Florida Man. Florida Man bursts into ex's delivery room and fights new boyfriend as she's giving birth. Florida Man steals a car, goes to Checkers. Florida Man beats a flamingo to death. Florida Man found eating another man's face.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it's true.
No.
Him, the state government, cahoots.
Why would anyone even do that?
To prevent black people from coming to and or registering to vote in Florida, Ern. Come on.
Of course.
Yeah.
You want to turn the music back on?
Yeah, sure.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. If you're here, you're in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app with time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer. That's the one. A sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And you can call the show anytime, anywhere, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Little Bits.
Little Bit.
The greatest toy in the world is here. We showed you a couple of weeks ago this wonderful toy. It's Little Bits. We've all received these. There's the sound of Little Bits. Little robot.
Yeah.
Robot.
Oh, my God. Rob's face.
It's the Little Bits complete droid kit, and it's the coolest thing ever. The kit comes with 6 bits, 20 droid parts. You put it together yourself, 3 sticker sheets, and a free app. You can control this wonderful robot from your phone. It has step-by-step assembly instructions. I like to call this, it's kind of like Legos on steroids,
exactly.
The way it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's got video tutorials. Setup is easy. I did it with my 4.5-year-old. Your completed droid features droid.
drive mode. You can drive the thing around your living room. Force mode. I haven't tried force mode yet.
Robert loves force mode. He makes it look
what,
like...
What is force mode?
Yeah, what's force mode?
You hold your hand up,
okay.
and it appears to control it. It's pretty damn cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's got self-nav, 20 authentic droid sounds from Star Wars films that Rob was just playing before. Plus, you can reconfigure your kit in different ways to create brand new droids. The app features over 20 missions to teach your droid new skills. Meanwhile, your kids are learning to assemble and control electronics with codes and missions. Our kids love it because they built it and they control it. That's why they love Little Bits. Visit littlebits.com/TMOS for $10 off a droid inventor kit. Get the toy Association's 2018 Toy of the Year for your kids and inspire invention. Littlebits.com/TMOS for $10 off a droid inventor kit. And remember to enter TMOS at checkout. Now, Oscar is taking care of biz for our Las Vegas enterprise. Mm-hmm. We are very, very excited about that. And, you know, a lot of stuff has to be done. There are a lot of moving parts, a lot of dots and crosses that we have to deal with. So he's doing that today. And we are joined by Sarah Fraser from the Hey Phrase podcast. A delight to have you in once
again. Oh, my gosh.
How are you enjoying your time in the podcast village? You do your show from here.
Mike,
you're digging it, right?
This studio, seriously, is the best I have seen. I'm not even, like, blowing smoke up your... Oh, yeah. We can't swear, right? I always forget.
We can bleep. We can bleep if need be. If you lose yourself.
This is... This studio is so amazing. I cannot believe... Because Oscar and I kind of knew each other, obviously, through the radio business, you know?
Right.
But we only really sort of, like, reconnected 6 or 8 months ago. This place is amazing, Mike. Like, what you guys have built here is unbelievable. I've loved every second. I can't believe I didn't do it sooner. It's, like, another level.
The podcast, if you want to check Sarah out, it's Hey Phrase. That's the podcast. And it's really, really a lot of fun.
Great show.
You know, Sarah's been doing this a very, very long time. And I can't imagine how thick your skin is working in the radio business, which is a bunch of stinky male DJs your whole career. But you're also on Channel 5 with a bunch of stinky anchors. They do that too.
Right? It's anywhere in the media business. You just eventually get tough and you try not to take it personally, although sometimes it's tough.
Well, you know, we talked before the show because the last time you were on, and maybe it's because I'm all the way down in different parts of the world and I'm not in the DC market on a regular basis, but you had a situation where a couple of people reached out and said, how come you didn't ask Sarah about the controversy with the kid that got into 20 colleges where there was everybody who goes through something like this, it's kind of an education, but
yes, it is.
Controversy in media is it can be terrifying. And let me tell you why it can be terrifying, because something can happen that you're completely unaware of and suddenly it becomes viral. And we love to have villains in this world, and we love to you know, see people saying something that might have been inappropriate or saying something that was wrong and just jumping on it. And it can be misunderstood. Sometimes it's legit, sometimes it's not legit. You ran point on this kid that got into 20 colleges. He was an African American student, and you were on Channel 5 talking about this, and it kind of exploded into a massive controversy. And I read an awful lot about this after the fact. In fact, it was after you came on the show,
right?
And I remember coming away from reading all the material on this and going, wow. I mean, was this kind of something that was a mistake the way it was handled? Probably. But at the same time, there was no malice. And it just exploded into a controversy where you were talking about a kid that got into 20 colleges.
Right.
And talking about, and just in a flip way, was said, oh, that's kind of obnoxious. And suddenly the racial component came into it,
right?
And if I'm mischaracterizing this, feel free to jump in.
No, you're setting it up right. Exactly what happened.
And then that came in, and then after the fact, it was like, well, this kid comes from a rough background. It was an amazing achievement that he was able to do this,
right?
And it became a racial thing, and of course, in our society, it's a very, very delicate subject with the world we live in right now.
The world.
Where there is so much racial tension, and there are so many moments of injustice and statements that are made, and a lot of it legit. This was one where I looked at all the info on this, and it was a really, really weird circumstance the way it happened with you and Holly on Channel 5, and the way you handled this, and basically saying this kid that got into 20 schools, boy, that's a little obnoxious. That's the gist of it. And then people got upset because he was African-American and he had come from this background. And you, what I appreciated about the way you handled it is you immediately recognized the sensitivity of the situation, even though there wasn't tremendous guilt on your part of you weren't in any way saying this kid was obnoxious because he was black. You were saying it was obnoxious to get into 20 schools and doing it kind of a lighthearted way. But you had it, you hit it head on, and you expressed yourself and said, you apologized, and it was a big deal, and it was, that had to be a very, very difficult.
Oh,
I've
God,
never
it was
gone
crazy.
Through it quite that bad. I've been sued for a hell of a lot of money. Don and I used to get sued all the time.
Really? That's
and we'd
scarier.
We'd have controversies, but in this day and age, you just, I'm sure you spent a few sleepless nights wondering, you know, how long are the legs going to be on this situation and what's going to go? And did I leave anything out about, you're on Channel 5 with Holly Morris. You do a last minute bit. Allison Seymour, where you know, Allison, who's wonderful, and Holly's wonderful, and you're great on the show, and you're just trying to have material, and this was last minute, right? This was a last minute piece of material that came in.
Right, so the only thing you're missing, so for people who don't know, I mean, I'm sure everyone knows, because like you said, like after I appeared on your show the first time, we got Facebook messages, Rob did, you know, and this kid is Michael Brown, he's from Texas, his mom, single parent, you know, and he applied to 20 colleges, many of them Ivy League, got full rides to all of them. And like you were saying, Mike, so I've been a longtime contributor at Fox. Every Tuesday, I used to do this segment called Tuesday Talkers. And what I was telling you guys is the irony of this whole thing, and this probably happened like a month and a half ago. The day they'd actually canceled Tuesday Talkers because it wasn't getting enough debate. It wasn't generating enough talk online. And the whole...
They fixed that.
The whole idea was they wanted topics that sparked debate, right? And it just wasn't happening. So we're 10 minutes from showtime. We had no topics. I'm sitting there with the producer. Holly comes over. She pitches a couple stories. And one of them happens to be about Michael Brown. How many colleges is too many to apply to? We go upstairs. I don't even think to this day, you know, at the time, I don't think Allison had even read the story. Because you guys know in the media business, you do 100 stories a day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Lots of times with these opinion things, you're off the cuff, right? No one's producing for you, like, the script. So they're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's get this done, blah, blah, blah. So we go
up. You're filling time is what you're doing.
You're filling time, exactly. So, of course, I go up on set. I'm setting the story up. I'm like, all right, guys, do you think it's ridiculous that this kid is, you know, applying to 20 schools? You know, is this obnoxious? Oh, my God. Like, the worst two word choices you could ever pick. Mm-hmm. Holly goes, yes, I do. I think it's ridiculous, obnoxious. Allison chimes in. She goes, I'm encouraging my kids not to. Anyway, we do the story. We move on. A couple days later, I'm getting all these messages like, that was really racist. Like, how could you guys do this? I'm unfollowing you. So immediately I start looking at the conversations and I'm like, oh, I see. You know, what it looked like is two white privileged women going after this young black kid who's trying to make a better life for himself, even though that was not the discussion or the prep. That was never what we were setting out to do.
You were
there
never
wasn't any
discussing
malice.
It. This is what the important thing I want to get. You were never discussing it through a racial lens, which would have been horrible. You were talking about a kid. The subject was basically kids applying to multiple schools and and freezing other kids out that might have an opportunity to get in there. But that wasn't even the case. You were just kind of, you were riffing, right?
How
did it come about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was it. It was basically like, hey, how many schools is too many schools? And the thing is like, okay, that topic would have been fine if we didn't just use Michael as an example. The problem was we only bring up Michael's video. Well, there's tons of kids and many of them have come out since Michael. They've applied to 35 schools and gotten into them. If we'd used several different stories, it wouldn't have been about Michael. But the minute it was like obnoxious, it starts becoming about him and then people basically took it as like, how could you guys do this? You know, like,
did it hit you like a bolt of lightning when, you know, as soon as you realized that, oh my God, what a, and kind of, did you hit yourself and go, oh God, what a stupid thing to do? And,
so dumb.
You know,
yeah. And look, I mean, if I had been running the station, I would have gone on the next day or the day after. I would have done like an hour takeover, let people call in, let people air their frustration, apologize. But that wasn't my call. All I could do was control my own show, my own self. And I found Michael on Twitter. I apologized immediately. We shouldn't have done this story about him, period. We could ask like, hey, is it crazy that all these kids now are applying to all these schools? And then but at the end of the day, it's like, I think people really thought that I guess it's like, this was such an opinion piece. I was like, I don't care if kids want to apply to 50 schools, like apply to as many schools as you want. It's just, this was literally, like you guys were saying, filling time.
And when the dust up happened, what I saw online was a lot of people piggybacking onto other people's opinions. And that's when it escalates, because
oh, yeah,
they get further away from the actual source. It's like, well, and I love when they start a piece with, well, I didn't actually see it, but. And I have an opinion, right?
Right?
Well, why do you have an opinion if you didn't see it? You know, you can't do that.
And it went everywhere. Huffington Post, USA Today, Occupy Democrats. So it lasted for like 2 weeks. It was just like, I would just feel like, okay, you know, I think. And even after, the hardest part was, we're in this bizarre place too, where most people were very grateful for the apology I did. And I did a podcast show and had like Joe Madison, who's been a longtime activist, his daughter came on and kind of talked about why this struck such a nerve.
It was a great episode.
And where
really
the black
great.
Community. Yeah, it was really great.
You grabbed it. I mean, you grabbed it and absolutely, because you, and I'll tell you, it's just been my experience as an observer of media that you were not doing this in a CYA mode nearly as much as you were doing this because you realized that this was something, if it had been malicious, that would go against your own sensibilities on every possible level.
Yes.
You know, and that's what I tell you, I related to it, because if that is something like that, and God knows when you're doing live comedy radio every day, you're going to say something. I would have done it for the same reason, because I would have not only said, oh, I can completely understand why this was taken the way it was taken, but using it as kind of a learning experience at the same time as to, and if more people behaved like that, I think we would be in a better situation.
Yes.
But we're in this culture now of apologizing is weakness. It's almost a corporate mentality where we don't apologize.
Where do you suppose that comes from, Mike?
More thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, God. It's craziness.
Here's the thing. Yeah. You know, Michael and his mom were genuinely, you know, they called the station. They were genuinely, it was never about race for them. It was about, hey, Michael's worked really hard. Why are you all debating his accolades? And like, bottom line, if someone is, you know this, Mike, you've been doing it for years. We all do shows and bits in fun and funny and kind of off color sometimes, but never with the intention to like really hurt someone, you know? So when I heard that he called, I was like, okay, you know, absolutely. If he's upset, like I want to talk to him and apologize. And we've messaged since. He's going to Stanford full ride. I talked to his mom, you know, she was really sweet, very forgiving. And they just, that was it for them. It was just like, hey, you know, this kid comes from nothing and really has done something incredible. Why are you guys debating that? And I was like, absolutely. It was never about you. You know, never meant to be personal. But
was the discussion ever involving these slots that are because if a kid applies to 20 schools and gets accepted by 20 schools, that's not necessary. As long as he picks one, I mean, it's once he frees the other ones up, that's a slot for somebody else in the pecking order works like that. I'm not even sure. You know, as someone who struggled to get into Marist College on a crew scholarship, I'm sitting there, and then I had to transfer into American University. But it doesn't. The whole premise was kind of nonsensical anyway, right? Because does it really matter how many schools somebody applies to? Or I'm sure you've educated yourself on the matter a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? The other fascinating thing, which didn't take place when I applied to colleges, was now a lot of these kids just go to a website. They pay a flat fee. They upload their like resume, their GPA, their test scores, and then they just click all the schools that they want to apply to. So it's super easy. It's not like individually writing essays per school. And that's what Michael did. I mean, look, bottom line was, this was such a poorly planned story. We never should have done it.
Yeah,
it was ignorant as hell. That's it. That's fine. Just stupid. I like that. So yeah, I mean, yeah,
it was craziness, and I'm glad you reached out to him with that. And Stanford. I was like, every time I watch the golf channel, I look at my little 4.5-year-old. And I go, Stanford,
full ride golf scholarship. Yeah. My fantasy, my parental fantasy. Yes. Going out to, you know, I literally, this is, isn't it horrible though, how I think like this?
No, I'm the same way. I look at Robert and I say, you know, the military might be right for you.
Okay, we'll take a break. That's good. The military. Robert, you're going to be on a submarine.
That's right. This is my son, Corporal Spiewak.
Sorry about that. No, submarine is maybe a minesweeper. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Friends who never show.
Oh, this is Paulie from Brooklyn.
Hey, Paulie.
And I swore a blood oath to the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Now, I've been hearing things that a bunch of you Galvones don't subscribe. So listen to me very carefully. Don't be a stunad and subscribe today. And I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse if you don't. Gabish, forget about it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks, Paulie. This segment of the program brought to you by Yoko Co. Here's a heavy concept. Do you ever wonder when you're going to die?
Oh, what just happened?
That's just my modem and router precariously placed on top of my entire audio chain here in the studio. It's a miracle we are still with you.
It's a miracle you didn't die, just like the copy.
Anyway, hopefully it'll be years from now. We wish. Decades even, but it might not be. It could be next week. Could be an hour from now, based on the way. You know, between the power failure and this, welcome to Maine. Hello. Well, hello. Yeah. Could be tomorrow. Yeah. The point is, you don't want to waste precious hours of your life doing paperwork or sitting in traffic or, God forbid, trying to update your organization's website. Ooh. Well, at Yoko Co., they can help you with the last one. They know how to build websites that get results, and they love doing it. So don't spend your final hours trying to update your homepage. Let them spend their final hours updating your homepage. And if they die in the process, c'est la vie.
It happens.
So what? They can die the way you always wanted. By riding a jet ski over a waterfall. Or you can die.
Anyone
then you can
die.
Yeah. You can die. You know, I'm sorry. Something crashed in here.
So you have some trouble with your router.
That's yokoco.com/TMOS. And the first 10 organizations that reach out will receive a free website consultation and performance report. That's yokoco.com/TMOS. Sorry, Chris, it was the distraction.
You can click the button on our website. It'll take you right there.
I love that Maine accent, Mike. That is so good.
Oh, God,
well, thank you, Sarah. I appreciate that. It's lovely to be up here. And, you know, we're having my lobsterman buddy over for dinner tonight.
We had a lot of fun. Yesterday, you had to go into town to get a cable for your computer. And we just kept saying, going into town.
Going into town. That's what we're doing.
How far was that? It's probably a good 2-hour drive. Where'd you have to go? Into Bangor?
20 minutes into Ellsworth. 20 minutes into Ellsworth.
All right, Ellsworth. All right, Ellsworth coming up.
No problem at all. And,
all right.
So I said to my lobsterman buddy, who's, by the way, we're using his truck this summer.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
and I have a
that's
question.
That's our wheels up there.
I have a question about that. I think it's important that before we get too much further into your main excursion this summer, you name the truck.
Good idea, actually.
That has been a subject at the dinner table. It has not been named yet. I will inform you when we have come up with a name.
Gotta name it.
One was rejected yesterday. I wanted to call it Betsy.
Oh, Betsy.
Oh, it's got to be a female name, yeah.
Betsy was rejected. We're not sure what we're going to call it, but I'll let you know. Right now, I'm not sure, but it does. It's a truck. It's a beater truck.
Yeah.
It does have to have a name. And I have a love-hate relationship already with the truck because I love being in the truck up here because everybody has a pickup truck up here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there are certain diminishing radius curves that I traverse that make me a little nervous and think that I'm going to take it off the road with my entire family.
Don't take it at top speed.
No, there's no top speed in this thing. It's got big old snow tires on it. It's his plow truck. That's what I'm using.
Oh, is it really?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's a 2003 GMC with 150,000 miles on it.
Damn. Wow. I'm surprised that's still running.
Yeah. Yeah, how far the mighty have fallen. Yeah, wow. Yes, yeah, it's my life. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, you've had a lot of great cars, and this is just one among them.
Yeah, moving right down the line there. No, I just, we didn't want to get, it's about travel. It's about shipping cars, which I find obnoxiously expensive.
Yes.
It's about having a car that you're not going to use. It's a lot of stuff. And suddenly Zach says to me, he says, well, let's borrow one of mine. I got four of them. He does. He's got four trucks up here. He's got, you know, he's a main working guy, and he's got a lot of trucks, some in various stages of disrepair, but this one's his plow truck. And I said, well, why not? Might as well. And then it got more and more serious. Yesterday, he put us on his insurance. We're locked in.
Look,
we're going to do
you.
It.
Yeah,
you're like, Mike, you're like a 16-year-old.
We're
locked in. Yeah, I'm on his insurance. We're locked into this. So that's, I don't see myself getting another car. I see myself driving his truck and then getting on a plane and flying back down to where I have my car.
That's
a
good system. You really are going backwards. Yeah. Like this.
Yeah. Now, is your car going to sit unattended for 4 months?
Don't worry about it, Rob. It's going to be fine, okay? We've got people down there. People are going to drive it. I know Pony's like going, oh, terrible problems for the man with two homes.
Oh, I think
don't
it's
say
lovely.
That again, please, for Christ's sake.
He was ready to pipe that. In, though.
All right. For our I apologize again, but here we go again. For our DC listeners, this is, and for somebody who is this was the team I adopted when I moved to Washington, D.C. Over 30 years ago, I will say, it doesn't get any bigger in DC sports than it's going to get tonight with the Game 7 in the NHL playoffs. This is such a big deal for me because I have rooted for this team. So many transplants come to Washington, D.C., and they're Cubs fans, or they're Boston Bruins fans, or they're Cleveland Cavaliers fans. You know, we all come from different areas. This was the team that I adopted when I came to Washington, D.C. This was the team that not only did I follow, I was a season ticket holder. I became friends. Mm-hmm. I became friends with some of their legendary players. Rod Langway became a dear, dear friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And Ivan LeBray, another friend. These are the old guys that used to play. But I have followed this team. I know Craig Laughlin, one of the broadcasters, is a good buddy. This is a big, 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 big deal. And tonight, it's Game 7 against Tampa, down in Tampa. And I just want to say, I am preparing myself for the worst, but hoping for the best.
May I ask a question? Since you are the super fan, you are the expert on our show.
Yes, sir. Yes.
How much is the home ice advantage going to work against them? Because they have played well on the road in this series.
I don't know. I can't answer that because, you know, now you've had both teams that have won on the road and won at home. So you're not sure what's going to happen, but it is it's just so exciting. And it's is it stress? I see people say, oh man, I get so stressed out, I can't even enjoy myself. No, the stress is the fun part. If you're that emotionally invested in it, that's what makes it fun. And I know for people here, you guys know better than I do, the city's got to be pretty ramped up about this.
Oh, they like having the possibility of a win because we don't get it very often.
But do you think the city is really, I feel like that's the thing, is I think the city should be more excited. I mean, I feel like you see a couple of like all cap signs here and there, but like, I feel like, I don't know. I want
media,
people to be like rocking the red more.
The media is playing it up. I mean, they love it on the local news. They're loving it on the local
news.
And so, I mean,
but I understand Sarah's point. You drive into Tampa and you will see high rises with Go Bolts on the side of the high rise.
I feel like you don't get that here.
Well, we don't do that in D.C. We're a little too cool for all that.
Well, that's crap.
Yeah, I know it is crap.
Get your red out. Yeah.
I watched the Golden Knights pregame, and that's
the one that Oscar loves.
Glitzy, obnoxious. That is, but we don't do that in D.C.
No.
We have the two guys from the military come out, hit their little. Can you see? I mean, it's very traditional. That's the way it is. But you know, people.
Hey, we got a T-shirt cannon.
Wow.
Hey, we have to find that cow to win a chicken sandwich. Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff going on.
Well, I'll be drinking a few smiling Irish bastards. So you do?
I do. I think they're going to win. I mean, I think they have it all, except for, you know, Tampa's goalie is like ridiculous. I mean, that dude is like unbelievable. But
Vasily, whatever his name is.
I actually have a good vibe. I really do.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
I hope so.
I'm all in up here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's go, Caps. I will be texting with my friend Fried, who, you know, and I also told Fried that, you know, in the event that it's a conference final, there's an outside chance that I might be on a plane. I might.
I might. I'm not, really? I'm not sure. Well, just because it's such a big deal.
It
I'd
is.
Like to be there. You know, it's fun. It's tonight.
And if they need you, will you luck. Suit up?
Yes, I will. I will suit up and gathering speed. We'll hop on the ice. It should be fun.
That'd be great.
Sarah, I have to ask you a question. Are you watching? We're up on a break.
Yeah, let's do break and then we can come back.
I'm sorry, up on a break. Are you watching The Handmaid's Tale on Netflix? Have you watched that show?
I have watched a couple of episodes, but I'm not in love with the show.
Okay. All right. Then we will come back and talk about something else. Are you watching Killing Eve?
Yes. Watching Killing Eve? Yes. I can go all day on that.
All right. Killing Eve. I love talking about television because that's all I do. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. What I feel.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Nowadays, you get everything on demand, TV, car, rides, food, even our podcast. You listen to us whenever it's convenient for you. So why are you still going to the post office when you can get postage on demand with Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you can do everything you do at the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer, and your mailman picks it up. It's that easy. No lines, no parking hassles. Just click, print, mail, and you're done. It couldn't be easier, and you can create Stamps.com accounts in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. We've used Stamps.com since the beginning of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money.
Do you know how easy it was to get your computer to you in Maine? I mean, we just printed it and gave it to the mail and gone.
Really?
It's there. Yeah, nothing to it. Easy.
You mean the pony computer that I use for the phones?
Yeah, the big pony heavy computer, hubcap weight computer.
The 1970s. Was that a new computer you sent
That's
me?
That's a brand new computer.
Yeah, it was Mike in the movie War Games.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It's a monitor that was built in 1973 Czechoslovakia. Right now, this is a commercial.
It's not
right
on the
now,
copy.
Use the TMOS code for a special offer that includes up to $55 in free postage, a digital scale, and a 4-week trial. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and enter TMOS. You'll wonder how you got along without it.
It's now, the best.
Before we talk about a great new show called Killing Eve, a lot of people are talking to me about it. I've slammed the show that my cousin is on,
Hot.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, Aunt Lydia
is, you know, there's not enough of her, first of all. She's wonderful in every scene she's in. But the show has been plotting, trying to
How
find a direction.
How many episodes are you up to?
Five or six.
Because I know there's going to be, I guess, 10 episodes this year, and I didn't want to renew Hulu until they were all up, because I like to binge, and they're releasing them one at a time.
Okay, so I don't get the fascination. Like, I watched the first two episodes. I found it just, like, really dark.
Magically unpleasant.
Yeah, like I don't know, really uncomfortable.
Oh, I think
Does
it's
it
just like
better?
Saved by the Bell. I think it's perfectly fine. I think it's okay. No.
But
no,
have you seen Zach Morris's trash?
Oh, it's so good.
On Facebook. This is my new favorite thing. And you brought up Saved by the Bell. A guy takes episodes of Saved by the Bell and narrates through the entire episode what a dick Zach Morris is. And he's like, there's an episode where he like hid drugs. There's one where he faked a car wreck. And it's like, the thing that kills me is that in between, at the beginning and the end, there's a jingle. He goes, Zach Morris is trash. And it's just, he's such a dick. Anyway, if you see it on Facebook, click on it. You'll love it.
Well, Sarah, you're right. Sarah, I mean, it is so dark. It was dark last year. It was dark. It's
darker
just,
this year, right?
Oh, God. It's all. You can't even see. It's terrible.
Because I think that was the first thing that put me off. The first time I tried to watch Breaking Bad when it was first on, it was too dark for me. I said, this is horrible. But then when it got three or four seasons in and people told me about how marvelous the plot and the journey was.
I don't know where it's going to end up, but it is a, you know, the word is dystopian. That's the word that is used for these societies in the future. A very optimistic look at what our world will be like. But at least with last season, it was so new and it was so unlike anything else that had been on television.
Ah, okay.
And it was based on the book. And so it moved right along.
This year, as a listener wrote to me, I think that they have come up against a wall because now that the content of the book, they've moved outside of that.
Yeah.
It's difficult to keep it moving, and it is darker and slower and more depressing. And
I understand their need to continue it because there is a craving and there's money to be made. But I would have thought it was so nice if they just ended it after one season.
But they can't do that. I mean,
that would have been I know they can't, but that would have been genius.
It would have been very nice, but they can't do it.
The thing about it is, it's been so plotting, and she tries to escape. They catch her. They bring her back. I don't care if I'm ruining the plot for you, but did I just ruin the plot for you,
Mike? No. I think that I probably could have guessed that plot point.
Yeah, but
she tried to escape.
But at the very end of last night's episode, it wasn't last night's, but we watched it.
Right.
You know, whenever we watch it, and she says, she's talking to her baby, and she says, I'm not going to raise you here. You're not going to grow up here. And I said, okay, finally, a little direction, a little dialogue telling me, look, I watch my TV and I like highbrow television, but I want a little idiot factor. Spell it out. I think we like our television and our movies. Spell it out for me a little bit, and I want more of it. Now, the show that is just, and this goes through my mind when I'm watching Handmaid's Tale, I'm saying, boy, how do I get that same vibe that I'm getting from the other show that people are talking about, Killing Eve,
right,
with Sandra Oh,
yeah,
which is just, I can't get enough of that right now. And that wonderful female assassin on Killing Eve. You're all over that one as well, correct?
Oh, my God, Mike. I love that show. Oh, but here's my only thing. Okay, and slight spoiler alert. But this is what drives me bananas about shows right now. And this is all because of Game of Thrones. Like, they kill, like, the most likable character in the first, like, 5 episodes without fail. It's like a trend now.
Yeah.
And it drives me bonkers. I'm like,
I know.
Why don't you keep them till the second or third season? They do this crap all the time. And it makes me, like, jump the shark on these shows. I'm like, I am done. And I love Westworld, but it's too much thinking. Like, you know, every time you got
to... we don't want to think.
I know. It's like,
you know what it started
with?
It started with the show 24. 24 was the first show that you had to watch every episode, and you had to tell your family, quiet, I'm watching this. It's not like when you could have Happy Days on in the background and enjoy it. You had to really focus, and they got... 24 at times would be tiring to watch because you had to be so laser focused.
And I know the murder you're talking about in Killing Eve that happens early on. But with that said, the way that transpired, this actress, I'm sorry, I've talked about her 150 times. I don't have her name, and I should. I know we had it in the last episode.
You got to Google it.
I'm getting it.
We have to Google the actress that plays the assassin. She's being pursued by this older British intelligence agent.
It's Villanelle is the name of the...
Villanelle is the character.
And her name is Jodie Comer.
And I said this last time. This murder that takes place, this woman has the crazy danger face like I've never seen any actress in film or television. And she grins at him. And you look at... And it's the beautifully edited. And he knows he's going to die. And she's grinning at him. And she is just... They use her face so beautifully in this, and I'm just dying. I can't wait to get the next episode. It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Nothing greater than an evil grin.
But it was the worst. This drives me nuts about TV, though. The worst thing, though, they introduced the fact that he's, like, bisexual and, kind of only with his wife as, like, an arrangement. And, we find out, by the way, he has a kid that he loves. And then the next scene, like, murdered. I'm like, that's crap. Like, why give this man character definition that we fall in love with him and then you kill him?
How do you think the actor feels that plays him too? Where it's just like, not going to work tomorrow.
When he got his sides that day, not a good day for him.
But Mike,
that's how they create buzz, though.
Okay, have you started watching Evil Genius? Are you guys?
Yes, I have.
Oh my God, Mike, are you?
I mean, we are just in the very. Please don't spoil this one.
Okay,
this is without question one of the most terrifying things.
I just heard about it for the first time yesterday. Can you thumbnail what it is?
Because I haven't had a chance to watch it. This is Netflix. Evil Genius is not a TV drama. Evil Genius is a documentary on Netflix about, you may have remembered back in the day, the pizza delivery guy that had explosives strapped to him and was made to rob a bank,
yes,
and then they blew him up.
Mm-hmm.
It's predicated on that series of crimes, and I had no idea the depth and depravity surrounding this particular series of crime events, and it is chronicled in Evil Genius, and we are just in the beginning stages of this, and it is, oh my
God. It's so good, Mike. It's so good. I'm probably like on episode 5. The scariest part, though, is it reminds me of a lot of radio listeners that I've met, and I'm like, oh, boy, this is like, this is yes. Right?
Oh my God, right? That's the truest thing I've ever heard.
You're
oh man,
a car
see
dealership.
You in Las Vegas. That'll be fantastic. Oh my God.
Big talk show guys. Yeah.
Honestly, Mike, how many Marjorie Dahls or Dill, whatever you say, how do you say it, have come out
Deal.
To your Deal? There you go.
Marjorie Dill.
Marjorie Dill Armstrong. You're sitting at a car dealership. You're like, oh God, I know that woman.
There is one thing I will share, and I'm early on, but I will share this. So turn your radio down if you don't want to hear it.
Okay.
There's a detective, might have been, I think it's a detective, not an FBI guy, who is taking this woman in, and he describes the 15 to 20 minute car ride to the station, and she is in the back seat. He said, and it was a warm day, and it was obvious early on that it had been days, if not weeks, yeah. since she had bathed.
Oh.
And he said, I had the air conditioning on full, and it still did not make a difference. This is just, and the actuality footage, Sarah, now, as I said, I'm not deep into it, but I might be on the first or second episode, but the actuality footage is just staggeringly terrifying. It's just lot of stuff was going on in this little one horse town, and it's I think when you talk about that may be even hotter right now than anything else.
Oh, I can't wait to tune it in.
Oh, you'll be addicted, Rob.
I can't wait.
It's so good.
Can't wait to show it to the children.
I'm gonna have the whole family to pop over, and we're all gonna watch it. What are you watching? Another like episode of? Are you watching another rerun of Gone with the Wind?
No. Last night, actually, it was actually a big night. One of my favorite shows in the last history of sitcoms came to an end. It was the last episode of The Middle. And so that was hey, I'm sorry, Mike.
No, I mean, sitcoms, man. I hate sitcoms.
Well,
really
I don't.
I agree with Mike. Really? The Middle?
I've been with it a long time.
What else are you watching? Big Bang Theory?
Don't look at Big Bang Theory.
Although, hey, that's a big one. That's a big, watch out. That's
a hot
one for the
button.
Mic. Do you remember how much crap I took from our audience when I talked about how much I hated the Big Bang Theory? Do you remember that like core group of TMOS fans that were like, Big Bang Theory? What's the matter with that a-hole?
What's better than that? I don't know what he's doing.
Why is she putting down the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, one intelligent
company. I take it back.
Yeah, I don't look at
Big
Bang
Theory.
You never know. You never know. You know, two things I've learned in the last 3 years of doing this podcast. Don't diss the Big Bang Theory, and for God's sakes, don't pick on Pony.
No,
because
no.
You want to talk about two of the most beloved things in the history
you
of
might
the
as well
Mike O'Mara
go
show audience.
Insulting motherhood and pie.
Now you've got me even more motivated to actually watch this till the end. And it's just just a small little town, and this all went down in a really small area, right?
But I think the scariest part is if you grew up, like I grew up in Maine, I grew up in a small town, you're in Florida. Like the scariest part is you recognize these characters, these real life characters small town people. Mm-hmm. You're like, holy crap, that was my neighbor three doors down in Rangeley, Maine. Like this could have easily been them.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it's just very scary. Like,
and it speaks to, here's the thing that's weird about it. You can't just rat somebody out because you find they're unusual.
Right,
but
right.
I think really it's incumbent upon us in this day and
good
age.
Good news
to
for
maybe,
Pony.
Yes.
Yeah, you. You.
You're
kick
safe.
That door in. Kick that door in and see a guy in a floor in a tutu playing with a bunch of porcelain dolls.
I'm
That's
just
what I think.
Posing my figurines. You don't have a search warrant.
I think, don't you think it really does make us think if you have a neighbor like that, yeah, you can't rat the guy out, but you maybe keep an eye. You drive slowly by there. You observe them. And if you see something, you know, it's true. Say something about it.
Do you think that if you don't have anyone like that in your neighborhood, do you think that maybe you're that person?
No, there's no way I'm that. I'm too gregarious. I talk to my neighbors in two different locations constantly.
I mean,
neighbors everywhere, you know. And in Cocoonville, where all the houses are, it's so safe and so protected and so small-minded.
Feral.
I mean, you know, the only crime there is when you leave your dog poop out on the lawn. That's all.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's the only crime. That's it. You know?
I will say this, though.
Yes.
You know, the people, I feel like it was the perfect storm of bizarre people that came together. That's okay. All I'll say. So, yeah.
So I am so ready to watch it.
Yeah, it's really
I
want
to stop the show right now to go so watch it.
So everyone got lucky.
Yes.
I might have my afternoon planned. Yeah, another day of exercise. All right, very good. We will take a break, and we will come back with news you may not need right here. We're with Sarah Fraser in for Oscar Santana, and we will come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon-written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Thank you, Dan O'Brien. I love that promo. I really do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, boy, it's sure getting hot. It's a good time of year to stay in your swelter shelter and run that blessed air conditioning until your lips turn blue. But how will you pass the time? How will you pass the time?
How?
Well, you idiot, how about the TMOS bonus show?
Good idea.
60 extra minutes of uncensored, commercial-free fun that's cooler than your mother-in-law's heart.
Yes. Speaking in generalities, Mike.
It's the most fun we have all week, so buy it and tell Mother Nature and her hot flashes to go to hell. She sucks.
Yeah, I hate her. She's a dick.
The TMOS bonus show is the most fun you can have in of doors. Big laughs in lovely air-cooled comfort. Plus, chillaxing inside will alleviate those pesky allergies. The TMOS bonus show, it's nothing to sneeze at.
Am I right?
How much were you drinking when you wrote this?
Just a couple olives. That's it.
Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. The TMOS bonus show, it's as cool as a well digger's ass. It's as cool as a well digger's ass.
Yeah, it's true.
Where did you get that?
I Googled.
I don't get into you. You've had a week. So please quit sucking. God. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, let me turn that up so I can play this.
News.
Boo. Didn't know that welders.
Hey, you know, it's a tough job. To get down there, it's cold.
Well, digger's ass.
Yeah, a lot. Sometimes their jeans get wet.
Oh,
bad news. I know. Hey, it happens.
Yeah.
You're not quite right. It's pretty obvious that the reason President Trump is constantly attacking the media and crying fake news is to discredit them. That's pretty obvious stuff.
Sure.
But he's never admitted that publicly. However, he apparently has said it privately. Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes told an interesting story at a journalism awards dinner Monday night. Leslie got the first post-election interview with Trump back in 2016. And she said that even before the cameras started rolling, he was bad-mouthing the press. She told him, quote, "That is getting tired. Why are you doing this?" And he told her, here's the quote, "You know why I do it? I do it to discredit you all and demean you all, so when you write negative stories about me, no one will believe you." So there it is. I mean, it's not any really big news, but I mean, there it is right there. So it's kind of interesting. And
yeah.
C'est la vie and all that good stuff. Everyone's got at least one food they simply can't eat, including celebrities. Yay!
Oh, celebrity food story. Yay!
Celebrity food story. Yes, sir. Guess what Tom Brady doesn't like to eat?
Oh, I bet
tons of things.
Giselle would tell you.
Yes. Strawberries. Strawberries.
Really?
Oh, he just, yes. Jimmy Fallon doesn't like mayonnaise. Michelle Obama doesn't
like... The whitest person in the world doesn't like mayonnaise?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's right. Michelle Obama beats Martha Stewart truffle oil. Thanks, Martha.
I just detest it. They tried to force it on me in prison.
Gordon Ramsay, pineapple pizza.
I've heard that about him. Yeah.
Christy Teigen, Nutella. Or is it Nutella?
Nutella.
All right. Khloe Kardashian, pork.
Nicked kosher.
Kelly Clarkson, Brussels sprouts, standard stuff.
Yeah.
And Queen Elizabeth.
She won't eat a corgi, right?
No, garlic. Garlic.
Garlic? Really? You know what? Of all those, the
garlic
only one I really
so good.
I go with is I don't eat beets. I hate beets.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, beet juice is like the most amazing thing.
My grandfather used to grow beets fresh out of, you know, they taste like sweet dirt.
They do taste like sweet dirt. Yeah, it's an acquired taste, but yeah.
My mother-in-law makes boiled eggs and and beets together. It's a Pennsylvania thing that she makes, and I had the beets, and it was actually I did not mind eating beets. I may have come full circle on eating beets.
It's one of those foods. All those dark vegetables, blackberries, blueberries, fruits, and stuff that have a lot of color. They're called superfoods. I think beets are a superfood.
Yeah,
but there's one super food disgusting.
I hate. I do not like it at all.
What's
I don't
that?
Eat it. Sugar. Anyway. I'm sorry. Fat joke. In the movie Show Dogs, a cartoon about dog shows, this is creepy, and you're going to have to make your own call on this, but I don't think so. There is a scene where one of the dogs, Max, has to have his privates examined in the dog, because they do that in a dog show.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
But it's still a kid's... It's just weird. Well, he has to have it examined, and he doesn't want to do it. Another dog tells him to go to his Zen place and let it happen. Now, I haven't seen the movie. I have to say that before, but this is just sounding, okay, hey, Hollywood, it's a little odd here. When the moment of truth arrives, Max allows his privates to be touched while he's imagining a place full of flowers and fireworks where he's happily dancing and flying through the sky. I'm sorry, this is... Look, here's this group. The group is called the National Center on Sexual Exploitation.
Right.
It says that this normalizes unwanted genital contact.
Yeah.
I'd be the first guy. I would be the first guy to jump on this and say, oh, come on, you're overreacting. But why are you putting this in a children's movie?
Yeah. It's like
genital touch. And you let them.
Yeah, that's odd.
And why would a dog's happy place have fireworks? Dogs hate fireworks. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
And here's the quote. Disturbingly, these are similar tactics child abusers use when grooming children. Telling them to pretend they are somewhere else and that they will get a reward for withstanding their discomfort. Children's movies must be held to a higher standard. It must teach children bodily autonomy, the ability to say no, and safety, not confusing messages endorsing unwanted genital touching. I'm sorry. I'm with the watchdog group on this. What the F? I haven't seen it, but I've read about the scene. If you're doing... You know what? Kids' movies in general... they overthink them a little bit. All right, just have a bad guy, a good guy, and you know what a great example is? Maybe I'm being
What's
a
that?
Wimp here. Paddington.
Yes.
You don't see any crap like that in Paddington. You got
You haven't seen the outtakes.
Yeah, it's like The Handmaid's Tale.
It is off Paddington.
They want the people
bad pad.
The people at the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, they want the movie recut to remove the entire subplot. I'm with them.
Yeah.
The producers haven't said whether they'll do that, but they did release a statement defending the genital examination as an accurate depiction of something that's done at dog shows around the world.
Yeah, you
okay,
know what?
Idiot, that ain't going to cut it.
Dogs
Sorry.
Also poop during dog shows, but I bet you that's not in it. I mean, that's if you want to be accurate.
They
horrible.
Added, quote, we are saddened and apologize to any parent who feels the scene sends a message other than a comedic moment in the film with no hidden or ulterior meaning, but respect their right to react to any piece of content. I'm sorry. I think I got to side with the watchdog.
I have to here. Yeah,
that
you're right.
That seems a little ridiculous, and I haven't seen it, nor
And really how would that advance a subplot?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Researchers tested people's cognitive abilities while their phones were in different places, in their pocket, face down in front of them, or in another room. And their phone was on mute in all three scenarios. They performed best when their phone was in another room where they couldn't see it, and they did their worst work when their phone was right in front of them, which makes sense. The effect was similar to how you perform if you didn't get enough sleep.
Oh.
But the weird part is it still affected them even when they did the experiment with their phones off. Here's the science behind why that's the case.
Yeah.
Basically, your brain knows your phone is a really powerful tool that you use all the time, so it's trained to pay attention to it, and even the act of ignoring it uses up some of your brain power.
Wow.
I love the way they put brain power there. It uses up... Sarah?
What?
Yeah, see, she fits right in. So if you, if Sarah was
Mike,
on
how's
phone,
your brain power?
So yeah. If you, huh? You really brain power.
Huh?
So if you need to focus on something,
I can't walk and lift that up. That takes too much brain power. I can do one or the other.
It's so true that the phone is so distracting. Mm. It is like you're in another planet.
Yep.
It really is.
It is.
Turn it off, is what they say. Apparently, the hot new food trend is bowl food. food in a bowl. And it's not just a clever name. It's literally eating food out of a bowl. I've seen a lot of these places where they offer food in a bowl. Why is that a trend? I'm not sure. Trendy restaurants have been serving different foods in small bowls with a small fork. It became so popular that bowl food was featured at the royal wedding. I guess the Markle and Harry wedding. If you're wondering what goes in the bowl, seems like a mix of, get ready for this, vegetables and meat. There, that's clever.
That is nutty. Yeah.
Isn't it
you
supposed
mean
to be
together?
I'm not sure they put nuts in it, Rob.
Is it supposed to be healthier? Isn't there some sort of, I feel like there's a reason.
Well, you said like there was a small fork. Maybe it means you'll eat slower.
I think eat slower and eat less. Maybe. I think that the idea is like eat less.
I don't care for that.
Restaurant in Brooklyn has create your own bowl for $10 where you can choose to add things like roasted asparagus, green salad, egg, bacon, avocado, hummus, chicken, and smoked salmon. Okay, that's a lovely bowl.
I'm going to open up a bowl restaurant where you can choose your flavor of pudding.
What if 7-Eleven started offering the taqueria? What's that thing that they've rolled up that's so nasty that you love?
Oh, the things, the taco bites,
yes.
The little taco. What are they called?
What are
the
taquito. Little things?
Taquito. That
and that's more Oscar's
taquitos.
Scene than mine. I'm not a big taquito
what?
Guy.
What? You're a huge 7-Eleven. Like, if
I
they
do
roll
love 7-Eleven.
Bowl,
sure.
Yes.
A bowl of taquitos.
Rob Spiewak's taquito bowl. That's wonderful. Sounds delicious.
I wonder what teams will be playing in it this year. The taquito bowl.
The taquito bowl or something. I'm sorry about that. All right. And now a little something to wrap things up here. A 42-year-old guy named Sean Wittenmeyer.
Yes.
Was drunk on Friday and he went into a Domino's in Hyannis, Massachusetts, but he got into an argument with the staff over a Domino's pizza points reward system. And when they asked him to leave, he knocked a bunch of pizzas out of a delivery driver's hand.
Ooh.
It gets worse.
What?
And it
That's
gets dark. Listen to this. The cops came and he started taunting them over a police sergeant who was killed in the line of duty last month.
Nice.
That's what he's yelling
at
them. He's taunting them about that. He told the officer arresting him that he wished he was the dead cop. This is not a good thing to do if you don't want to get arrested.
Right.
Pretty good way to avoid leniency. So Sean was arrested for disorderly conduct and for witness intimidation for the dead cop stuff. The cops are also trying to prove he drove his car, which was in the Domino's parking lot, since he was drunk and had a suspended license for failure to pay child support.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Right. You mentioned this guy. I want the meat lovers, not that pineapple crap. Give my points, you. Give me my points, slackers. And where are my effing breadsticks? I wish you were the dead cop. You're pissed off at me now, huh? Very good. Fantastic, Sean. Sean Whittingham.
He seems nice.
Very nice man, yeah. You don't do that. It's just advice from me to you.
Hey, well, I mean, the whole thing started bad because you just don't get Domino's pizza to start with.
When we come back, it's Rob Spiewak and the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're here with Sarah Fraser, in for Oscar Santana. I tell Oscar he's out in the hallway. It's permanent.
I like it.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Oscar.
Cake and Cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie from Cake and Cookies, and we're back. We'll get a... I'm so out of practice.
I think it's going great. I'm leaving all this in.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
No!
I'll tell you all about my hiatus, where I've been, my two brushes with death. We'll answer some questions, and we might just get goofy.
Plus, Santa Claus is out there looking for some trim.
Yikes.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That show. Show's getting weirder. I like it.
It
I
is
like
weirder.
The,
the painkillers, yeah.
Very cool. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon's still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, you got to do it right. So listen up. Just click the Amazon link at the top of the website. It's super easy. That will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
Today's suggestion comes from a P1 listener, Tony Lamb, good guy. He's helped us stock our fridge before. He is a drink enthusiast and he finds his obscure drinks by the case on Amazon. How about this? This is called Buy Bubbles. It is a carbonated, almost calorie-free, caffeine-infused drink. So it's like carbonated water, but the flavor,
sounds yum.
He wanted Oscar to know about it. It's Bolivia Black Cherry.
Really?
It's a soda flavored like Bolivian cherries, not too sweet, zero calories, and just a little bit of caffeine in every serving. It's called Buy Bubbles. I've never seen it anywhere except Amazon.com.
All right, Amazon really does have everything. You can find that crap and more at the top of MikeOmeraShow.com. Get to clicking, you Amazonians. Yay. Let's open up the audio vault for today. What is today's date? Today is the 23rd of May. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
You know, and actually, we recorded the bonus show today. We did the Spintacular for summertime, and I got to play a lot of jingles. I very seldom run into a radio jingle I've never heard before, and this was really cool. Someone put this on my wall. This goes back to 1955, the first time radio was dying because television was taking over, right?
Right.
And so this is for NBC Radio. They actually did a whole campaign saying that you can still get your comedies, your dramas, and everything on the radio. This was NBC's ad campaign for radio in 1955. So great.
Wow.
You don't have to stop whatever you're doing to listen to your radio. Though you may have a lot to do, do whatever you've got to do. NBC will still get through with music and drama, a life panorama. NBC's always got something brewing.
Listen, sounds like Rosemary Clooney.
It does.
That there's always a smile from a twist of a dial to radio. NBC.
Ooh, love it.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, that's really good, actually.
This is NBC.
So all I right, just, I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, I used to love that jingle too. Do they even use that on NBC anymore?
What, the chimes?
Yeah,
occasionally
the chime.
They built it in. Do you know that those three notes there, G, E, C, because of the General Electric Corporation?
Oh, really?
Look at you. Sarah, you've just gotten an example of the stuff that exists in Rob Spiewak's brain.
Yeah.
Like, it's down in a tiny little, that is the useless section of the cerebral cortex. That's what it's called. The useless.
It's like
part
a BB bouncing around in a 3-liter soda bottle. That's my head. Okay, on Jimmy Kimmel last night, Johnny Knoxville was on. He has a new movie coming out called Action Point. I thought he had gotten away from some of the stunt work that he made popular on Jackass, but he had a little bit of a rough go of it filming Action Point.
More than I have on any other film. Four concussions and...
Your eyeball popped out of your head,
oh,
right?
There was that. That happened twice.
Uh-huh. Well, you got two.
Four concussions. I had two blowout fractures of my left eye caused by a broken orbital laminate in my face, which I didn't know I had. But when I blew my nose, my eye popped out, and I'm like, I must have a broken orbital lamina.
He blew his nose and his eye popped out.
I don't know
There's
how that guy can walk.
I know. In one of the Jackasses where, is it Butterbean that boxes
the
him?
The big guy, yeah.
And just kicks the crap out. I
it's
mean,
horrifying.
Really kicks the crack out. I mean, it's just amazing to watch that guy. You know, they're all drug-fueled and nasty.
Gotta be. Gotta
early
be.
Jackass movies. But Johnny Knoxville has always been on that borderline, you know, real actor.
Yeah, he almost has broken out. And then his eye popped out, and that stopped it. Here's a video that we have on our Facebook page. It's two Canadian lynx. By the way, the plural of lynx is lynx. They're yelling at each other. But first of all, when I say two Canadian lynx, I feel I must play this.
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters?
That's
Thank
all.
You.
I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, Rich Little.
But this is the sound of two lynx yelling at each other. They're waiting for one of the others to back down. You're going to love this, Mike, because the people filming it talk. They're about 12 inches from each other. Big cats.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
This is so freaking cool. Cool. Who runs into this?
Sounds like Saturday night during my first marriage. I'm sorry.
By the way, Stitcher Premium just gave those two links a podcast.
Thank you.
Wait, but which were the humans and which were the cats?
I couldn't tell. I
Me
watched
neither.
The video.
Okay.
So flipping cool. Duh! Mike, are you still shopping at Publix?
Well, not now because we're up in May.
Oh, that's right. But when you're down south.
Love Publix.
Well, they stepped in it this week because a lady ordered a cake to congratulate her son who graduated with high honors.
Oh, don't tell me. Is it gross?
No, it's not. But she ordered it online and the cake said, congratulations, whatever his name is, summa cum laude. And when she got the cake, they censored the middle word in summa cum laude because it did not pass their censorship standards.
Oh my God, really?
This is so sad though. You know what I mean? Like, you feel really like it's someone who probably is in high school or not very bright.
This is
they're in the cake department.
Yeah.
They don't want to get fired, right? They see that word.
Can't write that. Well, here's the sad thing is when the cake was given to them, it said summa dot 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 laude. And so at the party, the kid had to explain to his family why it said that. Here's the mom and the kid.
He did not know we were getting a cake because he's not a big cake eater. So we were all standing there waiting to see it. And when we opened it, it was a huge shock to all of us. The website had censored me, and this is a website you can refer to for the Latin term for summa cum laude, which means with highest honors.
The cake experience was kind of frustrating and humiliating because I had to explain to my friends and family like what that meant, and they were giggling uncontrollably. At least my friends were.
So they had to explain.
Humiliating? Give me a break.
Yeah, when they asked Wanda over at the bakery why she did what she did, she said, I give nobody a porno cake. No porno cake. Porno cake.
And also,
oh my God.
In deference to our in-studio guests, I had written a couple jokes I'm not going to do.
Oh, say them, please.
No. They're disgusting.
Sarah, he's gross. He doesn't know how to do this kind of humor. We don't allow him to when Oscar's here.
It's a major step that I've censored myself. I'll tell you after the show.
Porno cake is fine. Rob would have gone full bodily fluids. And it ain't happening.
I love
it'll make us all.
I wish I'd known.
All
right. I would have written my own.
Now we close with this. This is my favorite thing I've seen on YouTube in a long time. It's a porch swing. You've seen them. You know, they swing on the porch and people sit on them. They're usually suspended by chains that to me look a little precarious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On this porch swing, there are three fat guys.
Oh, this brings me joy already without you even playing the sound.
Let's see what happens.
This isn't good.
Son of a bitch! It's exactly what
son of a bitch.
My favorite part of it is after they fall into a mound of porch swinging three fat guys, the guy says, exactly what we said what would happen. You idiots. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Sarah Fraser,
you're amazing. Subbing Rob, love you guys.
In a pinch and check out all of her stuff. It's Hey Fraze on Instagram. Hey Fraze on Twitter. www.heyfraze.com. Hey Fraze.
Yes.
Hey Fraze.
Anybody you want me to say hello to in Rangeley, Maine? It's a bit of a drive for me, but.
Yeah, that is. No, screw it.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll see you on the porch swing.
Yeah, exactly.
For Sarah Bob, this is Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters?
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.